Down on the Murrumbidgee, where the fish are of great size, and the stories people tell down there will often sound like lies. But the truth was never stranger than the contents of this tale about brave Aussie fishermen and the Murrumbidgee whale. It seems that back in history, I'm told that this is true. The Murrumbidgee fishermen had caught a whale or two, but they were just the babies of the daddy of them all, who came and found his lads beached high on Murrumbidgee soil. He thrashed the water with his tail and caused high tidal waves that covered New South Wales with floods and lasted several days, till people in their terror thought that it would be the same, that Noah copped with 40 days and 40 nights of rain. The people held a meeting and a man he spoke up loud, "We've had it, mates, I tell you that I ain't too bloody proud. To get the experts down here, make the river safe again, we need the men from Ballina and the Queensland Whaling men. Full steam ahead, the whalers came to flush the monster out, and fired their killer harpoons every time he blew a spout. They cornered and they killed him, beached him high upon dry land, and the Murrumbidgee people danced to the Sally's ragtime band. 12 months they feasted on his meat, but this is common news." They feasted on his meat, but this is common news. The problem of his bones remained and how they could be used. But on the Murrumbidgee shore, the work has now begun to build a concert hall that's like the Sydney Opera one. The moral of this story is quite simple and it's true. If a whale gets in your swimming pool, I'll tell you what to do. Get men who did it once before to do the same again. Bring trawler men from Ballina and the Queensland Whaling Men.